Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to continue with our conversation with the Dallas Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle and discuss his retooled roster and the addition of Tyson Chandler and the impact he can make on the defensive end.
Yeah, I mean, look, this guy's Mr. Excitement. He's Mr. Energy. You know, I mean, he is got the great body language. You know, he's always up. He's always into it. He's always saying, hey, you know, keep pushing us, keep pushing us. He's just one of those kind of guys. And look, it's hard to find those guys. So that's why we're so thrilled to have him back. And but at the same time, you know, what he does in the locker room has got to become contagious, and we got to have other guys pick up on it. Otherwise, just having one guy doing that stuff is not going to get you over the hump.
What kind of influence can he have on Brandon Wright and kind of bring out a little bit more on for Brandon on the defensive end?
I think he can help everybody. And, you know, Brandon's worked hard again in the offseason. He continues to get stronger every year. So, you know, he's going to be a little better this year just from another year of experience, another year of strength work and stuff like that. He'll be fine. But again, you know, Tyson Chandler's not going to be the guy that's going to change guys into new players. But what he brings is an intangible chemistry element that's really important to, you know, having a team that can really build that chemistry. But today's day one, and this afternoon's practice two. Tomorrow will be practice three, and we got to just keep going along day to day.
What are your expectations for Jay Crowder this year? I had a chance to catch up with him yesterday, and he's dropped weight. I mean, he's lost like 10 pounds, and from our conversation, he had shared that you'd spent some time with him, I guess, in Vegas and also here, just working one-on-one, getting him refined and ready for the upcoming season.
Yeah, and, you know, he's a guy that now has 2 years of experience under his belt. He's had significant minutes. And, you know, he's a multi-position player who's high energy. He's tough. He's one of our better defenders. His shooting continues to improve. It's so important nowadays to have energetic guys on the court, tough guys on the court. And so he, you know, you check things off on the list. He's the things he does checks off a lot of things on the list. So we're going to need him. You know, Aminu is going to be an important guy because he's athletic and he can rebound and defend. Richard Jefferson's going to be another guy that's going to help our team a lot. Chandler Parsons has been a terrific acquisition for us. We're going to need him to play a great all-around game and continue to get better with, you know, his defense, his understanding of our system, his shooting, all those kinds of things. And, you know, it's an exciting time of year.
It certainly is. And obviously one of the biggest storylines coming into this season is the depth that you have at the point guard position. You've got a lot of options. And what do those guys need to do to separate themselves and to be anointed as your starting point guard?
Well, it's not that big a deal as who starts. The important thing is we develop the right chemistry and the right formula for us. The guys finishing the game are probably more important than the guys starting the game. But, you know, Nelson, Felton, Harris, all three of those guys are going to play for us. At times, some of those guys, you know, Felton may play off the ball some. Nelson may play off the ball some. Harris is good playing off the ball, playing with the ball. You know, we need attackers, and we need energetic guys with experience, and those guys are all good.
Well, Devin Harris was so significant, his play and his impact in game one against San Antonio last year. I mean, he came off the bench, 19 points. I mean, he can be a real difference maker when he's healthy.
I agree.
Thank you.
I agree.
Yeah,
no, he's an important guy. And, you know, this year he starts off healthy on day one, which you know, we believe is going to really help. Because he had a terrific last couple of months of the season last year after he finally got healthy and got his conditioning where it needed to be. And he worked extremely hard because he had a very unusual surgical thing done to his foot. And, you know, it's just, you know. And he was a big priority for us with our free agency signing, so it's great to have him back.
Well, obviously one of the biggest acquisitions in the free agency signing was having Chandler Parsons come on board. I mean, he really, from my impressions of him, he seems mature beyond his years. I mean, he's only 25.
Really?
Absolutely. Yes, very self-assured.
That's interesting.
I thought so.
He's got you conned a little, I think.
Oh, he's very charming.
Yeah, he's very charming.
Yeah,
very charming.
It's the charisma, right?
All the ladies like Chandler, yes.
Well.
Don't get sucked into that.
Well, I'm old enough to be his mom, so I won't.
Well, I don't know about that.
Let's talk about the thing I like about Chandler is the fact, I mean, we know about his offensive skill set, but defensively, I mean, he seems like he really wants to get after it.
Well, he's talking like that, which is good. But, you know, we all got a lot of work to do to get to where we need to be defensively. And I've seen him have some real effective stretches against some of the better players in the league. But, you know, that position is hell in this league. I mean, you're playing against guys like Durant, LeBron James, and, you know, and it's just, you know, Carmelo Anthony. It's just murder trying to stop those guys. And that's why you got to build a good defensive system. And a guy like Chandler, and, you know, Crowder's a good defender, and Aminu, I mentioned, those guys are going to have to do their job within the system to really help us. But, hey, look, getting Parsons was huge for us because he's a young guy. He's a young kind of core piece, you know, for our team going forward. And we needed to get the team younger.
My final question for you is, what do you think about the layout of the schedule and how it unfolds?
I've only looked at the first two games, so okay. I can't tell you beyond that. But I know our back-to-backs are reasonable. That helps with a veteran team. And look, even when you look at it and you have a bad schedule and say, well, God, I can't believe how hard this stretch of it is. Mm-hmm. Once you get into it, you know, generally it ends up being a little different than you thought. So I'm not that much into schedule analysis unless we get one that really sucks. Then I'll complain about it. I think it'll be good for us.
That, of course, was the Dallas Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle. Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You join us online at Twitter @eRadioSports, and we will be right back.